Good morning. My name is Karen Brygger, and I'm an intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. I'm also a student of linguistics, and today I'm going to tell you about an ongoing debate in Denmark about whether the Danish language is being threatened by the influence of English language. This debate has started and keeps coming up because a lot of loan words from English have been incorporated into the Danish language during the last 40 to 50 years. To give you the background, I'll here give a very brief account of the history of Danish language. The first documented examples of Danish is from around the year 200, but the language spoken at that time was actually more a common Nordic language. It wasn't Danish per se, and that language later developed into regional dialects that then became separate languages over time. Up through the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church played an important role in religion, administration, and education in Denmark, and this cultural change meant that new words were needed in the language. So words, Danish words, like the word for right or for school, skrive and skole, entered the Danish language during this period of time. Around the same time, German had a great impact on Danish. One reason was that many German craftsmen traveled in Denmark, and for this reason, many Danish terms for crafts come from the German language. Another reason was that quite a few of the noble families in Denmark at that time were German-speaking, and so German had quite a high status in Denmark at the time. These words that entered Danish during this period of time, which then were foreign loan words, are today considered completely normal words in Danish. From the 16th to the 20th century, Danish gradually gained the role that it has in the Danish society today. It became used in religious contexts, literature in Danish emerged, Danish became used in education and in administration, and in all parts of public life. In the 19th century, the Danish language furthermore gained a status that it hadn't had before, because a strong connection was seen through between a person's language or mother tongue and national identity. Then in the 20th and 21st century, English has had a great impact on the Danish language, and this is what has started this discussion that we're talking about. However, a study was done by a researcher at the University of Copenhagen that showed that when you read 1,000 words in a Danish newspaper article, about 8 of these words will be English loan words. That means that less than 1% of the words you'll read in newspaper articles will be loans from English. And although this number is quite a lot higher than it was, say, 50 years ago, it's still not an alarming number. Also, the idea of a language that is purely Danish is a construct. As the history of the Danish language shows, Danish has always been heavily influenced by foreign languages. And it's exactly these influences that has made Danish sound like it does today that has made it how it is. So before ending this week's edition of Across Oceans, Across Time, I'd like to mention that right now at the Danish Immigrant Museum, we're in the middle of an exciting process of creating a prairie landscape park inspired by the Danish-American landscape architect Jens Jensen. If you'd like to join us, we'll be planting plugs tomorrow on Wednesday, May 30th. We'll provide volunteers with a box lunch, and you'll get the opportunity to get a tour of the museum's interesting exhibit about the life and work of Jens Jensen, the man whose work inspired the project. There'll be no need for digging and no expertise is needed. Just call or email the museum to make sure we have your lunch ready and bring a pair of gardening gloves to be part of this exciting transformation. Thank you for your attention. Have a nice day.